Well, your side today beating Shelburne by 2-0. Michael Gallagher and Gabriel Duca with the goals for Harps. You now move joint top of the table with Bohemians. Another good one today for you, Joe.
Yeah, another good one in a hard-fought match. Coming into the match today, Shelburne were top. They played more games than us, but they were still top, and they've been going well where they've come off a really good result last week where they beat Dundalk 3-1. So we knew going into the game today it was going to be tough and tight, and that's how it panned out in the first half. And then Michael popped up with a brilliant header at the start of the second half, and then halfway through the second half then Gabby got the important second goal then to make it a little bit more comfortable in the last couple of minutes.
Yeah, so it's been another good day for you. I'm sure you've been very impressed with how the season has gone so far, because you've played, what, 6 games is it now, and you remain undefeated. That's 5-1s and a draw.
Yeah, we started out against Pats and we got a draw the first day at home, and then we've gone on then and we've won the matches as they come along. But none of them have been easy, and we've been playing well, and we've come into the season well prepared by playing through the Ulster Senior League and getting a good pre-season under our belt, and where we use those matches for that, and getting the boys used to playing in a competitive environment, and that's helped us now at the start of the season. And we come into the season well prepared and a good footing as well, because we've had a number of really tough matches leading into that first match against St Pat's, and that has stood to us now as we've come through the next 5 or 6 matches after that.
Yeah, so things going good at the moment. What's on the schedule now for the next number of weeks, Joe?
Next week we're away to Longford on Sunday, then we have a game against Derry and then Dundalk. That's our next 3 matches. Then we didn't get drawn in the first round of the cup, we got a bye in that, so otherwise we'd have had a midweek match in there as well, but that's not the case. So we're through to the second round now of the cup, and we'll have to wait to see what that throws up when the draw is made.
Yeah, well, the academy at Harps have set up these underage teams obviously to develop players, and there was huge success for the 17s under Declan Boyle last year, and you've inherited a number of those players for the 19s. But this development program with Harps certainly going very, very well, and you've got a handful of players there that are contesting now at the top of the 19 league, and the target is obviously, of course, finding players that's going to go through to the senior side, Joe.
Yeah. Again, that's what it's all about, trying to progress the boys and develop the boys, and again that's working quite well. Like Michael Gallagher would have played on for Ollie and Cork there on Monday night and done really, really well in a match in the League Cup matches there. Michael, Stephen Doherty and Liam Walsh played, and earlier in the season Niall McGinley was playing as well, and on Monday night Joe Boyle was on the bench as well for the first team and as a sub goalkeeper. So there is fellas starting to knock on the door there. There's other boys in their development where they're just physically not developed yet, but that will come through time, and again that's where we have to be a little bit patient with some of them. Some of them are a little bit more physically developed than others, but that will come through time. And as I say, the match today that we played definitely was a challenge for us, because it was both physical, it played at a high tempo, and again the work rate of the boys throughout the 90 minutes was really, really high. So we're delighted with where we're at